Today's lunch for initials chaim luzik shushai moishen daniel rifke bas moishen israel spiskos for shleim achaim moishen and malkim bracha bas sar malkim atchitz ben pegolina and spiskos for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So holding siman reish samach aleph, continuing on in which we started talking about was certain things that were not. We started getting into this idea as to when we're supposed to light candles, when is bein hashmashes, and we mentioned a number of things that we said in the beginning. The mechaber mentioned over here a number of things that you are not allowed to do bein hashmashes. You're not allowed to do meiser of tevel. You're not allowed to tevel kalim. You know, you can't light the candles. You can't do a ruvei tachumen. There's various things that the mechaber mentioned. You're not allowed to do bein hashmashes. We also mentioned this sort of a big machloikis when bein hashmashes is. We're going to get more into that into sif base. So for now, just we're talking about bein hashmashes, whenever that is. Says the Mechaber further, we're holding page 64 for those looking inside, the second page of this siman. Says the Mechaber, Avo ma'asra nasad demai, you are, although we said you can't take ma'aser on tevel during Bein HaShemashes, when it comes to demai, demai is what? Demai is fruit that you bought from an Amoritz. We'll see in the Mishavur a little bit more about this. It's fruit that you bought from an Amoritz, and you suffic whether or not he took ma'aser or not, that you are allowed to do Bein HaShemashes. The time we are allowed to go ahead and do hatmana on hot food during bein hashmashes. Here we're talking about hatmana that's not mice of hevel. So you remember, we learned this in the last couple of weeks. We learned a lot about hatmana. So I cannot take a towel before Shabbos. I can't take anything that's mice of hevel. That you're not allowed to do even before Shabbos, and certainly you can't do that bein hashmashes. But you're allowed to take a towel and wrap it around your pot. It should stay hot on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. Before Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. Says the Mechaber that if you're doing that during Bein HaShemashes, that is permissible to do atmanim, something that's not Mois of Hevel. Uma Arvin, Aruve Chetzeres, you're allowed to do Aruve Chetzeres. Okay, so Aruve, what's Aruve Chetzeres? Aruve Chetzeres is applicable. How is Aruve Chetzeres applicable today? You're in a bungalow colony, right? So you have a gate around the whole property. Problem is that there's 30, 40, 50, 100 people that own houses there. How are you allowed to carry outside over there? Is you have to have a Ruve Chetzeres, which we're all going in ahead and we're all sharing our food in one location, and that's how you make a Ruve Chetzeres. Same thing would apply in the city. You have to share a driver with a neighbor. You put up an Erev over there. You want to be able to carry two people on the property. You got to do a Ruve Chetzeres. So that you're allowed to do even Bein Hashmashes. Let's pause over here for a moment before we go further in some other things that you are allowed to do on during Bein HaShemashes. So let's just do the Mishnah Berurah on this so we don't forget. Says the Mechaber, said Demai, you're allowed to go ahead and be Maaser Demai. Why? The Rav Amar, it's Maasrin Heim, but let me critique. He says, really, most we accept the fact that most Amaratzim do take Maaser on their fruit. And therefore, Al Pi Rav, this fruit that I have is really Mutta. Therefore, we're allowed to do Bein HaShemashes. Now, the Svarim, right? Let me see here. The Chazon Ish writes that Bezman Hazeh, if you're buying fruit in Eretz Yisrael without an hashkacha, it's not necessarily, that's not called buying Maisa from Nam Aretz, because there, the ones that don't have hashkacha don't take Maisa. So that would be Maisa, that would be Tevel, and you have to treat it as Tevel. We can't say Rav Am Aretz being Maestro. They have a time and you're allowed to go ahead and do Atmana. What kind of Atmana? As we explained, with Davish and Maisa of Hevel. You're doing atmana, and you're wrapping it in a towel. Go look over there. We explained all these things that you're allowed to do with atmana, and that we spent 2-3 weeks on that. Says the Mishabur, very important. Other derabbanans that are also to do on Shabbos, okay, that are not listed over here. Din bein hashmashes k'mayim Shabbos atzmai. He says, as far as if it's just stam, can I do it during Bein HaShemashes? I have to treat Bein HaShemashes as if it's a Shabbos, except for two exceptions. Either it's one of the items that are listed here, or we're going to see more of that over here shortly. That there's two things that they were matter, two types of things that they were matter Bein HaShemashes. One is if it's listed over here, or two, it's a drabbanon and it's a tzarech mitzvah. We'll have to see more about that shortly. Uma Arvin, we said you're allowed to do a Ruvei Chetzeres. V'yachah gam kein levarach. When you make a Ruvei Chetzeres, you make a bracha. You're allowed to make a bracha on it. I am a Siv Dalad, the Magic Sav Nisham. We'll see in Siv Dalad in a moment. And we call Makam Lechatchila, Yizar Shaloy Acher Ruvi Chatzeres Ab Bein HaShemashas. It's better to do that Ruvi Chatzeres before Bein HaShemashas. The Mechaber is telling us if you didn't, then you can still do it. And then he said, the Ramah says you should look in Siman Shin Sad Gimel. Hey, no, the Shitufei Mevoyes, Yeshalay Din Aruvi Chatzeres, Vay Prati Din Ayam Sham. There they learn over there that Aruve. Shetufei Mevayis. What is Shetufei Mevayis versus Aruvei Chatzeres? It's really the same thing. For those of you who started Amid Yemi, it's right away in the beginning. So back then, you had a chatzar, multiple houses open to a chatzar. The way it was built is multiple chatzeres opened up into a mavoi. Okay, so that was the sort of the entranceway to the various different chatzeres. So Aruvei Chatzeres was in order to be able to carry in your chatzar. Shetufei Mavoyas was to be able to carry from your chatzar into your mavi, into the other chatzeres. That is called Shetufei Mavoyas. He's telling us that Shetufei Mavoyas and Aruvei Chatzeres has the same halacha, and you are allowed to do that Bein HaShemashas. Again, preferable to have done it before, but if you didn't, you're allowed to do it Bein HaShemashas. Okay, let's go back to Mechaber. Let's go a little vite over here. So now we get into another sort of topic. It's the same topic, but it's an important section. You're allowed to go tell a guy to light candles for you, Bein HaShemashas. Remember, you're not allowed to light candles, Bein HaShemashas. Lighting candles is not a drabanon. Lighting candles is a daraisa. Telling a guy is a drabanon. You're allowed to tell the guy to light candles. This is very important. You during Bein HaShemashas, you can tell a guy to do any malacha that is a tzarech mitzvah, or it's something that's going to concern you and worry you and going to sort of ruin, we'll see, your Shabbos. You're allowed to tell a guy to do it Bein HaShemashas. Okay. Now let's pause here before we get to the Ramah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Loi malein Yehudi, da amir malein Yehudi. The telling a guy to do something is a shvus. Technically, midarais, I can tell a guy to do something. Okay, al mitzvah, and the gzera that you can't do something during bein hashmashes is not applied to the rabbanans when it's letzayrich mitzvah. The kamet simon shin mem bei zayin shem bein hashmashes. Okay. The mechaber goes according to shita. The svirul elakam and besimah shin zayin sifhei. The b'shabbos gufa asa yedei in yehudi b'malacha deraisa. Then on Shabbos itself, you cannot tell a guy to do something that it's deraisa. Afilim hulatzarich Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos. I only come and simin reishai involved sif beis bagos. So we're going to get into the whole. Mishmur is just telling us. We're not getting into the Amir al-Akam discussion over here. We're going to get into that later on. We're going to get into the Amir al-Akam discussion. Here, all the Mechab is saying is that even if you hold that Amir al-Akam is Asar on Shabbos when it's a Amir to Goit of a Dairaisa, for example, lighting candles, Bein HaShemashas, it's Mutter, if it's Letzarech Mitzvah, or it's something that's going to disturb your Shabbos. Letzarech Mitzvah, Afshen Eni Mishul Shabbos. Now, Letzarech Mitzvah is for a Mitzvah. Even if it's not for Shabbos. So if I want to tell a guy to go do something, do something that's a tzarek mitzvah, do a chesed, right? Go fix this ani's front door, right? Nothing to do with Shabbos, right? I can tell a guy to do a bein hashmash, it's a tzarek mitzvah, okay? What does it mean, Mechaber is telling me, that bein hashmashas, I realize that there's something going on, my garage door is broken, and to fix it is going to be a deraisa, but it's going to bother me the whole Shabbos that my garage door is broken. I can, according to the Mechaber, I can go, it has nothing to do with my Shabbos, right? I don't need my garage door on Shabbos. I'm not going into my garage on Shabbos. But according to what the Mechaber wrote, since it's going to bother me on Shabbos, right? I can tell a guy to go do it during Bein HaShemashas. He can't do it on Shabbos. I can tell him to finish it up during Bein HaShemashas. Shari lasei dayenu hu de Bein HaShemashas. Avalibi, says the Mishnah Berurah, Avalibi is actually this is actually not the Rishabur. This is he's quoting the Rashal. Avalibi noikef lahachmer. My heart is beating to be machmer. Im loy behem shun tzarek b'shabbos rak l'tzarek chol. To go ahead And according to what the Mechaber is saying, that you can go tell a guy to do something bein hashmasa just because it's going to bother you, it's going to be mistari you on Shabbos, but it has nothing to do with Shabbos, says Rochelle. I'm not so comfortable with that. Achim, who hefsid merubah, if it's a great loss, or letzairach gadol, or great deed, shari shvusim bein hashmashas, then we're shari. So the Rochelle's telling us, don't be so mega. Just, oh, during bein hashmashas, anything that bothers me, I can go tell a guy to do it. Who did last by my? He says, yes. When it comes to why are we being makel when it comes to telling a guy? Because the truth is, there's no action. All you're doing is using words. So if, let's say, a person, Loyalenu, has yard site on Shabbos, and he forgot to light the yard site left, and it's still Bein HaShemashah, so he himself can't light it. Suffolk Shabbos, you have to treat it as Shabbos. You can tell a guy to light it for you. My God, since people become very, very attached to the yard site left, if they forget to light it, they get very, very upset. So it's considered a tzarech gadol. So that's what the Rochelle says. So let's just go back. Let's finish up over here. Let's go back to the Ramah. Okay, says the Ramah, v'chein. Misha kibul all of Shabbos shah ashtayim kaidim chasheicha. Just very negayah. So till now, the Mechaber was talking about what can I tell a guy to do during Bein HaShemashos. What happens? It comes during the summer. I made early Shabbos. Okay. So he says shah ashtayim. So really, the question is, how is that possible? Shah ashtayim. We won't get into it. There's different sheets, right? Can we hold that you only make Shabbos from Plag HaMincha? So it's a little bit less than 2 hours. But either it's less than 2 hours. But shah ashtayim is a sheet that you can make it earlier. Yachal loyim la'en Yehudi, lahadle kaner shadvarim shetzarech. So the Ramah, and let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this, that if I'm just like during Bein HaShemashos, I can go, it's a very important halacha, just like during Bein HaShemashos, if I realize I forgot to light my Shabbos left, I'm not going to have left in my house, or my room is dark, I don't have the lights on, I can tell a guy during Bein HaShemashos to turn it on because it's a tzarech mitzvah. Why? It's my onik Shabbos. Right, so it's a tzarech mitzvah, and it's for Shabbos. So even the Rashal would say, "I'm allowed to go and tell a guy to do it." Says the Ramah, "I made Shabbos early, right? I made Shabbos an hour and a half, an hour and a quarter before Shabbos, and I realized the lights aren't on. It's a tzarech Shabbos. The same way I can tell a guy to do it, Bein HaShemashos, I can tell a guy to do it then." So let's understand this a little more. Says Mishnah Berurah, "Dafke shoyshtayim, avachatzi shomach lechasheicha." He says, this that Ramah says you can just go tell the guy to do it, right? Is if you're a while before. But if you're right before Shabbos, the oz efshe the bechol mekoymes Yisrael kibble elayin haShabbos. Everybody was already mekabel Shabbos then. Chamir tvei v'asaf elayim elayin Yehudi she'asam alacha. Okay? He says, there's really two different times. So, and based on this, we can start understanding what Ramah is telling us. When I made Shabbos an hour early, okay, and I'm going to tell the guy to do something. There's plenty of Yidden out there that would not accept the Shabbos yet, right? So what's wrong with me telling the guy? The guy doesn't have to keep have to follow my Shabbos, right? It's not Shabbos yet for many, many other people. But once you get closer to Shabbos, where everybody accepted Shabbos already, says not so pashut. Meal the tzarech mitzvah shari. Then you're gonna have to come on to the tzarech mitzvah, right? V'afilu The Acha Kabbalah Shabbos also laver a fill al Shvuspim Kai Mitzvah, Mikol Makom Le'inyan Amir Le'nu De La'Mechmir Tvei Mibein HaShemashos. He says as follows that from when I made Shabbos until when everybody kept Shabbos, I can tell a guy to do anything I want, right? However, once it comes that we accepted Shabbos, then Amir Le'akim will only be permissible if it's Letzarech Mitzvah. And not only Tzarech Mitzvah, it has to be Tzarech Shabbos. Loi Melein Yehudi Lahadlik, Afilu Shaloi Mekai Mitzvah. He says, before everybody took Shabbos, I can tell the guy to do anything. The Kevin Oida Yom Gadol, since there's still plenty of time, the Vadi Yesh Mekai Mishadayin Le Kibla Elein Shabbos Oysa Matzah Malacha. There's plenty of people that did not yet make Shabbos that are still doing Malacha. Dai Lonim, Mashayideh Kabbalah Nishpois Batzmeinu Malacha. All, I accepted Shabbos early. I have to keep Shabbos. The guy doesn't have to keep Shabbos yet. The da, the binyanei ni'arina chatziba shavira. We're talking about that the city you're in, the bungalow colony you're in, accepted Shabbos. The chal kedusha Shabbos b'al karchich afilam echad lo yirtzel kabel. Now, the Mishabur is saying, according to what we just told you, that since not everybody kept Shabbos, I can tell a goy to do it. So why not just go tell one of those Yidden who didn't accept Shabbos that they should do it, right? Since I accepted Shabbos early, if he didn't accept Shabbos early, he doesn't. He's allowed to melacha. Says the Mishabur would talk. And here's the chiddush, that when I'm in a bungalow colony, right? If there's one minyan that makes Shabbos early, or I'm in a city that there's one minyan, and everybody, most of the city makes accept Shabbos, everyone there has to accept Shabbos. Okay, but the chiddush over here, so I can't tell another, even if there's one yid who didn't decide, I'm not davening early, I'm going to daven b'yichidus because I don't understand why you're davening early. There's that one holdout. I can't go tell him to do any malacha because he is forced to keep Shabbos because of you have to follow the city. However, if my little city over here made Shabbos early, but there's plenty of other people in this time zone that do not make Shabbos early, to tell the guy doesn't have to follow the city. The guy, I can still tell him to do it. Avo b'yachet shekibul avo Shabbos, muta filo loyim liyisrael chaver she'asim malacha. If an individual decided to make early Shabbos and the rest of the city is making late Shabbos, you can even tell another yid. Let's quickly wrap this up, sum this up over here. Okay, so we had these list of items, most of them not so negated to us that you're allowed to go ahead and do Bein HaShemashes. Amir la'akam, Bein HaShemashes, from also, even if you made early Shabbos, if Rav of the didn't make this, no problem, tell a guy to do it. However, if it's Bein HaShemashes, or if it's after the time that everybody already accepted Shabbos, then it should be only L'tzarech Mitzvah. And according to Rochelle, it shouldn't just be Litzarech Mitzvah, it should have something to do with Shabbos also, not just in general. And if it's just because something that's going to concern you, Rochelle didn't like that. If it has some, if there's a Hefzim Meruba, then you can rely and you can tell a guy to do it. That's the quick summary of the second half of this sif. Okay, we'll stop over here, and in the Master Shem, we will continue tomorrow.